Morning, all.
We had a brief hiatus of Mishnayos, but we're back. We have four Mishnayos left to finish up the Masechta over here. So, God willing, today and Sunday, we'll make our official CM, or at least finish the Masechta on Sunday, and then, God willing, move on Monday morning. So, says the Mishnah in Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey of Sukkah. We know that throughout Sukkot we do blow trumpets many times. So says the Mishnah, you should know on any given day there were not less than 21 trumpet blasts that were blown in the base of Mikdash. And there were never more than 48 trumpet blasts. So how so? So says the Mishnah, every single day there were at least 21 in the base of Mikdash. How? When they would open up the gates in the morning of the base of Mikdash, of the temple courtyard. So when they would open up these gates, they would blow three blasts. V'teisha l'tamid shel shachar, when they would take the tamid offering in the morning, they would blow nine. V'teisha l'tamid shel b'arayim, when they had the afternoon tamid, they would have nine. So those of us who are in high math, so 9 plus 9 plus 3 is
21.
So that's how you get the minimum every single day. You always are opening the gates, and you always were bringing these two tamid offerings. Therefore, there's always 21. Then says the Mishnah of a musavin hayu musavin otesha. Whenever there was a day where they would bring musaf offerings, when would they bring musaf offerings? How do we know nowadays? Well, those are the days that we say musaf. So any of those days, they would also blow an additional nine trumpet blasts. On the Erev Shabbos, they would blow six. What were these six? Shalosh lahav til ha'amet mimalacha. Three to tell people to stop doing malacha because Shabbos has come, right? They still do this in Israel, essentially. They have the siren. So maybe it's based off the trumpet blast they had in the base of Megiddo. So there were three to tell people to stop doing malacha. Shalosh lahav til bein kodesh l'chol. Three that would divide between the kodesh and the chol. In other words, this is when Shabbos is actually starting, so don't do it. Says the Mishnah, Erev Shabbos shebetocha chag hayu sham arbaim u'shmoneh. So what is this magnificent case in which we say we have 48 trumpet blasts? Well, that could occur, for example, on an Erev Shabbos that fell during Sukkot. On an Erev Shabbos that fell during Sukkot, there were 48 blasts. So we'll do this slowly. Shalosh l'psicha sharem, three we know to open up the gates in the morning, to the temple courtyard. Shalosh l'shar ha'elyon, three when they would start the whole process, when they would go down to do the Nisa Chamayim, so when they were going to the Shiloach, so they would have three, they would start blowing from the upper gate. Three for the lower gate, which was the gate by the women's courtyard. That was all for the Shiloach offering. So what is that now? What are we up to?
Nine.
Good. Keep counting. There were three they would blow when they would fill up the flask, the golden flask, for the Niso Chamayim. That's 12. Then they would have three, and when they would lean the aravos over the mizbech, over the altar, tisha l'tamid shel shachar. Then there were nine for the morning tamid offering, with tisha l'tamid shel arbayim, and there were nine for the afternoon tamid offering. What are we up to now?
33.
33. With tisha l'musafin, they would have an additional nine for the musaf offerings. Was it 42? Shalosh la'atil esam min malacha. Then it was Erev Shabbos, so they would have three to stop people from doing malacha, and then v'shalosh la'atil being kodesh l'chol, and three to stop people from doing malacha because they're being mazil being kodesh l'chol between the holy and the chol, and therefore that brings us up to
48.
So that was when a situation where you could have 48 trumpet blasts in the base of Mikdash. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. For now, we will stop right here.